I'm driving up the mountain road. It's getting dark. The trees on either side stretch tall. Their branches reach across the sky, casting deep shadows. There's no one else on this road. Just me, the road, and the steady purr of the car. Then, fuck! Something darts across the road. I slam the brakes. My breath catches. Silence. My car stalls. I try the ignition once, twice, nothing. Oh. I reach for my phone. Shit, no reception. My stomach twists. I step out, the evening air cool against my skin. My dress shifts around my legs, my pumps clicking against the pavement as I walk to the front of the car. Maybe it's nothing. There's a car. Another car. It slows down to stop behind mine. The doors open. Three men step out. They don't speak at first. Just watch me. My pulse quickens. I swallow hard, suddenly hyper aware of the way my dress clings to me. The way my heels feel fragile against the pavement. And one of them smirks. Time to run, short stack. A shiver races down my spine. My instincts scream. I turn. I run. The trees aren't thick enough to hide behind. I can hear them moving, spreading out, closing in. My hand snatches up my skirt. Ugh, rips. I whimper, but keep going. Then impact. Arms wrap around me. We hit the ground, rolling. My breath rushes out in a gasp. Before I can scramble away, hands grip my wrists. Another set grips my thighs. I trash, but he earns me a sharp spank between my legs. Still trying to fight? Adorable. A knife appears, cold against my throat. A shadow of fear, or is it excitement, races through me. Let's see how much of a good little whore you can be. The blade doesn't cut, but the implication is there. My breath trembles. My body betrays me. I can feel how wet I am. One of them notices. His fingers tease between my legs, spreading my slickness, making me whimper. Messy already. I try to move, but I'm punished. Sharp slaps to my breasts, my thighs, my soaked pussy. The stinging pain makes me cry out, but the sound is swallowed by the hand clamping over my mouth. I should resist. I should keep fighting. But God, it feels so good. A cloth blinds my eyes. The world fades to black. I feel the heat of a cock against my lips. The knife presses closer. Open. I obey. My throat stretches around him. My nipples are pulled, twisted, punished. The pain makes my back arch, makes my thighs tremble. Then something slick presses on my entrance, teasing, spreading me open. I try to pull away, but hands grip my hips, tight enough to bruise. A sharp spank lands on my clit. I cry out around the cock in my mouth. Take it like the filthy little whore you are. Then he slams in. Deep. Hard. My body convulsing from the sheer force of it. The one in my mouth pulls back, letting me gasp for breath. The relief is brief. A bell collar fastens around my neck. The small chime rings softly as it's cured. A belt follows. Titan locked into place. Bear, hold it still. Shameless, get that pretty ass prepped. Old man, you taking your time or are you waiting for an invitation? The names register in my mind, but everything's a blur of sensation. I hear fabric shifting, a bottle uncapping. A slick finger presses against my other entrance, rubbing, pushing in just a little before retreating. You're going to stretch so nicely for us. I whimper, trying to twist away, but I'm punished. spanks raining down across my ass and thighs. Keep fighting, baby. We love it. Another finger pushes in, curling, opening me up. My body shakes, confused between pain and pleasure. Then I feel it. Two cocks pressing against me at once. Breathe. A deep thrust. My body split, stretched, overwhelmed. Buck, listen to her. She's moaning like a bitch in heat. Told you she'd take it. I can't think. I can't breathe. Only feel. The brutal pace, the relentless, punishing pleasure. And then she's close. You feel that fucking clenching. They know. They feel it. My body's betraying me. Come on, little slut. Scream for us. I do. A raw, helpless scream as I shatter around them. My body convulsing between them, shaking. The pleasure crashes over me like a wave, dragging me under. Fucking perfect. Then, heat. All at once, deep inside me. I feel them spilling to me, marking me, claiming me. The grips loosen, just enough to let me collapse onto the ground. Get on her knees. I can hear the jingle of the bell collar. Body shifting. I'm pulled up by the collar, the bell chiming with each movement. My legs are weak, shaking. Crawl. The command makes me whimper. Cum leaks from me, trickling down my thighs. But I obey. I crawl. A dripping, ruined mess on all fours. A plaything on a leash. Fuck, look at her. Ours now. Old man, you good? I feel a rough hand in my hair, tugging me back against a firm chest. A low, satisfied hum vibrates against my skin. He murmurs something I can't hear. Voice full of dark possession. His fingers trail down my sore-used body, soothing where they once punished. A blanket is draped over my shoulders, a water bottle pressed to my lips. Soft kisses ghost over my temple, my throat. Did so good for us, sweetheart. Knew you could take it. Shameless chuckles. Still shaking. Look at that. A pretty little messy whore. Bri grunts. His touch firm but steady. I sink into their touches. Marked, owned, claimed. And I wouldn't have it any other way.